1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Tropical Storm Hillary's drenched Southern California. Heavy rain and high winds have triggered heavy flooding. CBS's Michael Spencer has details from San Clemente.
There seems to be no good place for the water to go in the Southern California desert. Torrential rain swamping roads and trapping cars. Hillary is expected to keep pounding Southern California throughout the day, prompting Los Angeles and San Diego school districts to cancel classes. Nevada's governor issued a state of emergency, calling up the National Guard. And in Yuma, Arizona, 60-mile-an-hour winds knocked down trees and power lines, leaving parts of the city without electricity.
No injuries or major damage reported after a 5.1 magnitude earthquake that shook Ojai, California, northwest of L.A.
It happened so fast, and I think everyone just reacted with their gut, and it was really impressive to just see everyone help each other in that moment.
Lauren Swift works at a restaurant there. President Biden will tour wildfire-ravaged Maui today. CBS Sacramento's Jordan Segundo.
Teams with cadaver dogs have covered more than 85% of the area scorched in Lahaina, but the governor is preparing residents for many more days of searching.
Now we go into the larger buildings, which require peeling back some of the floors and structures. That last 15% could take weeks.
More than 1,000 people remain missing, and officials say because of the intense heat of the fire, some victims may never be identified.
The death toll stands at 114, with more than 1,000 people still missing. The British nurse who killed 7 babies and tried to snuff out the lives of 6 others will be sentenced today. CBS's MTS Tayyab from London.
Under English law, even though she's been convicted of committing such horrific crimes, she can only receive a mandatory life sentence and will likely spend the majority of her life behind bars. Whatever the case, Leadbeat will now go down as one of Britain's most prolific child killers.
Tennessee's General Assembly meets in special session months after 6 people were killed at a Christian elementary school in Nashville. Among the victims, 3 children. CBS Memphis, Jerita Patterson.
The special session gavels Monday. A session, by the way, expected to focus on public safety as well as mental health. But if you ask those here, they're hoping gun reform is also a topic of conversation.
It's taken a big blue beetle to dethrone Barbie.
We are going to change the world with the power of the Scarab.
The new DC superhero movie. Blue Beetle brought in more than $25 million at the weekend box office, knocking Barbie from a month-long run at number one. S&P futures up 21. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected today with highs around 81. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 62. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, 86. Mainly sunny Wednesday with a high of 98. 96 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 62.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
I mean, come on, nobody should have to do that. But
and that's what I try to get across with my books. It's like, it's, you know, again, I can't write like a Stephen Ambrose or Tom Brokaw or whomever. But what I try to convey in my books is that it's your neighbors that went through this stuff. It's right. Not the real John Waynes of the world and the whatever, whatevers. And, you know, these people you read about from Texas or Florida or California. It's literally your neighbors did the exact same things and went through the exact same things as these other people in those books. And that's what I try to convey.
And I think your connection with the crowd, and is that the first time? Well, I've seen you speak before, but every guest you had up there and interviewed got a standing ovation.
I know.
That just tells you how much we appreciate what they've done. And those stories are almost, those are total nightmare stories.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I was just, but that was great. And then we had fun at the Civic Media booth, and they got 65 interviews.
So, yeah, we did that. Was that Friday afternoon?
Well, we did it Friday, but I'm saying they did it Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, they did it all week because I talked to Todd yesterday.
That was cool.
So it's going to be pretty interesting to see where, Civic Media.
And we're going to play some of those, right?
We're going to play some of them, but what's even more important, what I think is going to be great is, so Civic Media, this is our parent company, right? They own 19 radio stations here in Wisconsin, and they're going to county fairs, and they call it the truth booth. It's not like they shoot you up with sodium pentothal or anything.
How'd you like to be in a truth booth, Wayne?
I like how he knows the exact chemical name. It's not like blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
When he was mayor,
as he's pulling out his handkerchief in his pocket.
Sodium MBN.
But and they sat down, they interviewed people, you know, from 2 minutes to
looking for 13 more votes.
Yeah, 16, whatever the 15 minutes, and they're going to gather that data, and there's going to be a common thread of what people think we need to lean in on in Brown County.
Yeah, I think it's great.
And you know, I know homelessness came up, education, but he said there were some other things that were very interesting that people were looking for. And that's going to be fun to get that data because that's going to help us. We're going to get guests that would support what people are looking for.
I agree.
So and these guys know what they're doing.
And we're open to that, too, here on this show. You know, let us know. Email us or text us or whatever. You know, what are some of the things you guys want to talk about? This is a community show.
It is. And that's what we are, right?
Yeah.
We're not. I know the debate's coming up Wednesday. Are we going to that presidential debate?
I'm not. Are you?
I don't know. I told them
it's in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. You got to remember, though, I'm
that's
just not
our
a political
thing.
Guy.
Yeah,
I don't know a lot about. I don't know a lot.
Yeah, I see.
And it's never good when Jason comes into our studio and he's in our studio and he's looking. What are you looking at, Jason? What?
Screen is up.
Oh, the screen, yes.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, thank you, Jason. Yeah. Don't you get a little bit nervous when he comes in here?
Yeah.
Like, what do we do? What do we do, Rob?
Why'd he come in?
I don't know. What do we do?
Just our phone number.
What do we do? The phone. No. Oh, yeah, 920-264-0606. And there's a way we can text. And you know who our top texter is?
Ooh.
Is Big Wayne.
Yes.
Tell people how to text in, Big Wayne.
Okay. You got to download the Civic Media app first.
Okay.
And then you go in and you make WGBW your home station.
Okay.
And then during 6 to 8, it's live. So you just hit the red play button. You can listen to it. And then right there on the screen, there's a text button right there.
Okay.
Boom. Done.
Nice. All right. Big Wayne knows what's going on.
That's great. Yeah, and Wayne, it's nice to have you. We're going to talk to you, a little bit now, but especially in the second segment. So John and I hung around a lot, and that was not good for my diet. Oh. Matter of fact, I got a picture that was sent because at the game, John, and I was like, I can't believe that's me. I mean,
me too,
I was,
me too.
No, I was bigger than you, Johnny.
There's one, the one of you, me, and Leroy Butler.
Yeah.
I didn't post it because it's like, oh.
He actually looks good.
Oh, he looks great, and we look, oh.
So yeah. That was it. So I'm
Dom told me, don't, he said, Dad, you're looking kind of sloppy. You want your button, at least a couple of your buttons in your shirt. So I did, but then it's like, now it's like, exactly. It's like, oh.
I know. And then, so then we go get this, Wayne. So we're in a skybox and they had, you know, good food there, right? They had the brats and macaroni and cheese and, was it pulled pork and
fried side pork.
Then they had another plate.
Oh, they didn't have that.
They had another plate of, I don't know, stuff with like then they colors, brought it, but was that fruit?
I don't know.
We didn't touch that.
Then they brought in the fried cheese curds.
I like baked beans and potato salad.
Yeah. Love that stuff.
So it was the first quarter and all this food. And we, of course, John and I are eating a lot. And then they brought in this huge tray of fried cheese curds.
Which was so good.
It was. And John makes this big announcement. I mean, nobody really knew he was there until he made the announcement. And get them while they're hot.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic, and they'll take care of that right away, so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Leave it. And I know I would have got something on my shirt.
Yeah, you kind of got to lean over the...
I guarantee you I would have ruined my shirt.
First, I ate it for two reasons. One is...
I ate it for two reasons.
That's what a t-shirt's for. You take off your dress shirt and then you eat your pork sandwich and then you put your dress shirt back on.
I agree. I should have done that. Oh, give me the two reasons why you ate one.
Because I thought we were going to talk about it today. Thought you were going to get one.
Yeah.
And secondly, I would never go to a county fair without eating.
Something like that. Yeah. You know what's funny? You know,
I would not get a salad at the
county
fair. You know,
it's when we were sitting there beforehand, and I was just really thirsty when the other stuff was going on. And I told Troy Streckenbach, who was sitting next to me, I said, I got to go grab something to drink. You know, and he goes, I could grab one of those prime rib sandwiches? Because he saw that on my Facebook that I was going to have one of those. But God, did they look good. Was it as good as it looked?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
I think a mayor should go vegetarian and you should go keto.
I'm okay with that.
And then just banter back and forth.
I'm okay with that.
Well, we got to do something.
You barbarian, you.
I'm going to go keto. Oh, you go plant.
No, if I this plant
stuff. Let's
see who
loses the most.
No, it's not even that, John. If I go plant, it's going to... reduce risk of cancer. It's no more meds. It's unbelievable. I was that Dr. Joel Furman I was telling you about. I bought all his CDs. He's my guy. His seminar that he has in San Diego, it's $13,000.
Wow.
To go to that. But it's a month, and but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to do the CDs or whatever. It's going to be great. I got a whole new life coming. I'm so excited.
Wait.
So I want to know if you
you're a life coach. Go ahead.
Well, so if you, I want to know. So if how much he put his mind into this. So being vegetarian isn't just stopping eating meat. It's also a mindset.
That's okay. Why I'm preparing on that. Today is what's today? The 22nd. I have 8 days, 9 days, and
to prepare.
So I am. So I had prime rib. And
so wait a minute, are you going to be like we were when we were little kids and we had to give up candy for Lent? Like totally. The last 3 days, you just stuff yourself with every bit of candy you can possibly get.
I'm on a binge.
See, you're setting yourself up for failure already.
No, I'm all in.
So does your family members, do they participate in eating?
She so much wants me to get healthy. There's no...
You're desperate right now. You're desperate.
I'm clinging to the only thing I want cream, and it said you can have a little bit of cream. But
can you have cream?
Not
a lot though.
No, and that depends what kind of vegetarian you are. Because if you're a true vegetarian, then you're like all no wearing animal clothes, no eating eggs, no drinking milk.
So nothing that comes out of an animal.
Exactly. There's more than just
you doing that.
Becoming a healthy individual.
You just wait. I'm gonna take the best of what he has plus me, and it's going to even be better.
You're forming your own.
I am. Do you think we're going to, because Johnny Iron getting paid a lot. This is my meal ticket right here. This is my revenue stream. They're going to be like, Jim, this is unbelievable what you've done. I'm like, thank you. Book signing, like Johnny does his book signings right out in front here. Book signing.
See, now listen to you. You're already talking about your binge eating on prime rib and all this stuff. So then what's going to, it's so like two Silver. Months from now, you're going to be like, yeah, I don't like prime rib anymore.
Right.
You're going to be craving it.
And I also got a phone number you can call in, like AA, but it's...
a helpline?
It's a helpline. Wow. It's out of Philadelphia.
It's my own cell phone number.
Yeah. Okay. It's for a Philly cheesesteak.
No.
That's the Philadelphia part. Mine on the Mayor Big Wade. Back right after this.
spin the globe, and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of August, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on August 26th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa presents the Golden Days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to 4 times. The Golden Days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with highs around 81. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows dip down to about 66. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 81. Mid-90s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 66.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Here on a Monday morning, WGBW, WISS in Oshkosh. Another beautiful... Did you say it was going to be 100 degrees this week?
Yep.
Thursday. Wow! We got high school football. Big one on Thursday. Kimberly and Bayport. Where's huge game in Kimberly.
Oh, good.
We were in... We were in Nina the other night on their new $150 million... just gorgeous. And it was the one of the best high school football games I've ever seen.
Yeah. But Kimberly's tough, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Bayport got beat their first game by Middleton.
Yeah, but one of their key studs wasn't playing though, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this will be fun. Thursday night, 100 degrees. Wow.
That's incredible. It is. And I told you I have kids in Nashville, and this is cooler than Nashville. Yeah, so it's really going to be hot. My wife's going down there. I know it's, but I don't know. It's, you know, we talk about the weather here in Green Bay, and I just don't think we are as grateful, maybe. Grateful is not the right word, but I don't think we appreciate as much as we should. I mean, you see what's going on in California. Yeah. Now the rain.
I know.
You know, they
basically a hurricane coming in. I didn't know California got hurricanes.
Yeah. Well, they haven't had one in San Diego since, I think, the 30s.
Unreal.
I'm not kidding you, John. It's been that long. So yeah. It's just, it's crazy the weather out there. And we, you know, I'll take 100 degree.
Oh, man.
Day.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
I'm walking around down. You know, are you. Okay, Wayne, you were a bodybuilder.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Did you ever... Okay, this is one thing that bugs me a little bit, Jim. And I saw this at the fair yesterday. Guys walk around without shirts on.
I know, right?
It's like, really?
I know. Well, how old are they, though?
30s?
Yeah, that's...
Well, they're 20s.
In your 20s, I can see it.
Really?
Yeah, because
at a fair...
Isn't there no shirt, no shoes, no service?
You think
that's in public.
You got the
ghetto women that just like, look at that guy with his shirt off.
Really?
Like pretending like they're fantasizing about him throwing a hay bale up in the loft, you know? I don't think so.
See, you're getting creepy right now.
Yeah.
Are you out throwing a hay bale up in the loft?
Well, you're at the fair. Because you're at the fair.
Okay.
These are cowboys.
Okay.
who's fantasizing.
I know
the guy that well.
I don't either.
Know him.
I don't either.
He's got a little.
Yeah,
oh, whatever.
He got a weird look in his eye.
If I saw that,
hey, Bailey.
For every guy with
throwing it into the loft.
For every guy with his shirt off, I look over. There's a girl staring at him.
Really?
Into the air. I can tell what she's thinking.
All right. Okay. Another thing that I want
throw
to talk
it,
about.
Baby, throw it.
Got out of that one.
When did NFL teams decide they're just going to stop a game?
You know what?
I understand that last year with the guy almost died. That was, you know, with the heart attack that he had. Okay. Yeah. But
this guy was out. You know, right. Who knows, right?
Right,
when
right,
it happens,
right, right.
But he, it wasn't like, it was serious because they took him to the hospital, but, you know, he got out. But from a business standpoint,
right.
You know, you and I were at the game.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, there's 10 minutes and 40 seconds left or something. Game's over. And we're like, kind of got ripped off a little bit because, you know, you're there to see the players.
Right?
That's
right.
Why we spent the money to go. But you think about the advertisers and the concession people, because those concession people, and I told you, I work concession stands there. It's a with the gifts, it's a percent of sales.
Right.
It's not, we don't get hourly. It's a
percent
of sales. You know, and that.
Is it worth it?
You know.
Because I was approached to do that with one of my organizations, and we found out how much, it's like. Everybody's like,
you know what? You have to get there so early.
I know.
And then you got to stay after.
I know.
So if you
it's a full day.
And if you look at that by the hour, but there's something else to be said for that. It's a little bit of a team building exercise with your organization.
Sure. Team building exercise. Not tonight, baby. Remember that? Business day? Remember we used to play that all the time? Business day? Chase, remember business day? Oh, yeah.
I don't. But
we used to play it on my radio show all the time. Business day.
I know. I can't. I'm not.
Don't you remember
of,
no, business day?
No.
No. No. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, that is a great way to build a team effort. To, but yeah, I think when you look at the money, you know, I don't know what they make now. I don't know. I'm sure they've raised. Of course, prices have gone up, so it means your money would go up because it's a percent of sales. But yeah, I don't know, John. It's great to do, and we couldn't get. You know, we weren't in a big organization. We were in like violin, right? And there's just not.
You're what?
Our kids were in violin.
Oh.
And so the organization, I think we only had like maybe 16 families in the whole thing. So
oh,
how
I
are we going to get 30 people to work a beer
a
stand? So we would work the shirts, hats, you know, within the stadium.
Okay.
And you only needed 4 people to do that. And that was, actually fun. I don't know. I think the money was, we never really looked at it. Could we do better somewhere else? But. It's great the Packers allow you that opportunity.
Did you see where the Atlanta Falcons, it's like, I think $1.50 for a hot dog?
Oh, I know.
And it's like, and a lot of people are like, yeah, you can do that. You know, why don't teams do that? Because, I mean, how much is a hot dog now at a game?
Yeah. I don't know. Six,
like $8?
It's like a loss leader. Look at Costco does that too.
Do they?
They get you in the door by either dollar hot dogs or whatever.
I like those footlong hot dogs at Costco.
They didn't raise that. They with all the stuff
I love
going on,
those. Yeah.
But I want to say that.
That and Kirkland's vodka, the two best deals at Costco.
And the chickens.
Yes. Oh, and the chicken. No question.
Yeah,
you're right.
John's one of those guys standing in line waiting for the guy to bring out the fresh chickens.
Oh, I love those.
I know you do.
One that's been pumped full of hormones that's like 10 pounds.
Why are you doing that to me? Why are you doing that to me, Wayne?
Because you know how they told you? Remember that old commercial with McDonald's fries, get two, one on the way home.
Yeah.
And then eat the other one when you get home.
Yeah.
That's what he does with his chicken.
Literally. Because I want it when it's still juicy.
He loves
it. I love just cutting into it and it's juicy.
I know.
I literally, my mouth is salivating right now thinking about how much I love that.
You're offending the mayor. He's a vegetarian.
And you got to eat the skin. You got to eat that skin.
Well, I know, John.
Oh, the skin is so good.
September 1st, that's all over for me. And that's going to be just, you know, it's going to be like I used to drink. I used to do that. And I used to eat meat. And I don't do that
anymore. Okay, then we're going, I'm going 100% keto.
Yeah.
You're going 100% plant.
It's a plant diet.
Wayne, you're in charge of this.
Yep.
And then overseeing this.
Right. And this is going to be a new, and it's never too late to start.
That's Wayne, is it ever too late to start?
Oh my God. And then you guys are just the quintessential just dieters that just set yourself up for failure. But I love it.
Why
are you so discouraging
to us? I'm not.
We don't like you anymore, Wayne.
6:28.
We want encouragement. 6:28 on a Monday morning, we're already discouraged.
We need support.
Wow.
We need support.
Unbelievable. We don't even know you anymore.
Thanks for coming in, Wayne.
I hope you get stung today a lot.
Call
all right,
makers,
we're going to set a quick break. Mind on the mayor back after this.
And all I can do is just ball some tea for two. And speak my...
Your-
your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected today with highs around 81. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 62. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, 86. Mainly sunny Wednesday with a high of 98. 96 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 62.
Mino and the Mayor and Big Wayne in the house here on a Monday morning, WGBW.
All right, we have another special guest in the house, not in the house, on the phone. We talked, last week or 2 weeks ago, Johnny, about the Two Rivers dedication of the Schmidt Brothers.
Absolutely,
stage.
I was
and
there.
You
great.
Were there. You were there. That was a good time. And we're going to, along with
and
that.
And I want to apologize. I know you guys wanted me to come up and sing with you. And I didn't want to take away your spotlight. Yeah. So Appreciate you asking.
The beauty of the Schmidt brothers and a lot of our cousins is we sing on pitch, and that's why you weren't invited.
I knew there was a reason.
Yeah, that was it. That was okay. It. But we have on the line here. This dedication took place last week, and it was all about the Schmidt brothers singing Barbershop in Two Rivers and really going on to be the international champions. And we celebrated that by dedicating a stage to them in Central Park in the city of Two Rivers. So along with that is a lot of research went into that, and a book called The Schmidt Brothers that really chronicles their start from when they were little kids to winning the championship to Arthur Godfrey and some of these other things. And someone who has made this whole thing possible from the book to the website, because if you go to the stage, they have the QLR code, and you put your phone up there, and it takes
Know how to use those.
I know, but you do
Wayne,
that.
Wayne, you know how to use those?
Our guest, yeah, okay. our guest will tell us this, and then it goes to a website that she also designed. So Paula is on the line, and P.T. Rivers, she wrote the book, she did the research. Cousin of mine hails from Florida. She's in town this week because we have a something we're doing together tomorrow with Learning Retirement. So with that, Paula, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're fine. And tell us about... tell us about the book. Let's talk about that. You did a lot of research. You wrote a book, and it's got so much detail in there. And tell us about the process on getting that going. And why did you decide to do that? I mean, you write other books. You're a published author. Why the Schmidt brothers?
Well, because they were my great uncles, and they were really great people. I mean, honestly, the Schmidt brothers were the soundtrack of our lives growing up. If you didn't hear them at church or at some, you know, big organization, or even in downtown Central Park, they were singing all the time. The inside scoop on how the book got started is really kind of a sweet story. I was, we always had a CD in the car playing at all times when the kids were little. And because they sing along. Barbershop is so singable, and it's fun to sing. And I was picking up my first grader and a bunch of his friends from school, and they're all piling in the van. And I kind of turned down the volume because I wasn't sure if Barbershop was cool in grade right. school. And from the back seat, someone yells, "Hey, don't turn that down. That's cool. What is it?" And my son launches into this big story. I was so proud of him that he remembered. He said, "Oh, these are my great uncles. And they won this huge contest in front of thousands of people. And they had gold medals just like in the Olympics. Yeah. And they were on TV." He was just bragging them up. It was so cute.
Wow.
And it was funny because that day I get home and what's in the mail but a Valentine's Day card from your mom and dad. So I write back right away saying, "Hey, guess what? You still have raving fans. They might be in first grade, but you still have raving fans." So, I mean, this is in the early 2000s, so it was cute. And then your mom called me back, and she said, "Paula, you got to help me. I'm trying to get my husband to write down all the inside stories, all the stories nobody knows about because he's the last one. And if he doesn't tell them, they're going to die with him." And so that's how the whole thing started. And I said, "I would love to write a book." And it was amazing because I had so many primary resources. I could talk to your mom and dad. I talked to actually more than 30 people, children of, friends of the quartet. And your mom had this huge scrapbook that she had made for your dad that had all kinds of newspaper clippings. I found photos from other cousins that had, for instance, the exact moment they ran on stage and got their gold medals. It's the greatest picture ever. They're just hugging each other with this absolute surprise and joy. It's really, really neat.
Anything so in there about the Lennon sisters?
It took 15 years to write it. So
it took you how
it was
long
a long time coming.
How long did you take to write it?
15 years.
Yeah. And I know you did a lot of research, a lot of interviews, and but it's just a great book. And what I like, it's got pictures in it, too.
Nice. Do you have any video?
Almost 70 photos. Almost 70.
Paula, has anybody uncovered any video of them, like, on the Lawrence Welk Show or Ed Sullivan or anything?
No, and I keep trying.
Okay.
But, you know, back in the day, they didn't
right.
record it and then put it on a shelf. They reused
right.
that film and tape and things.
Yeah. John
so
was in the industry
I haven't
back
been
then.
Able to find it, but the Barbershop Harmony Society does have some live video from the early 50s.
Oh.
That you can get to on the website. I've got all kinds of links. Anytime I can find a link to something like that, I post it. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Barbershop, you talked about Speb Squaw, which I think there's a different name for it now, but that was the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Singing in America. That was their organization, and they fine-tuned. What's the name of it now?
Is it Barbershop Harmony Society.
Okay, so, a lot of the proceeds go to them. We've been very supportive of the Barbershop Harmony Society. And it's pretty safe to say, I mean, I've been to a lot of conventions lately as we're getting this, raising money for this stage, but it's kind of making a little bit of a comeback. You look at the high schools and these kids that are starting to sing in barbershop quartets, which are very popular, by the way, John. John teases me that I sang in a barbershop quartet.
I don't tease.
Yeah, he sold night crawlers. And I'm like, okay, who had more? Which is more the chick magnet? And yeah. I know you're not supposed to say that, but that is coming back, right? Didn't they just have a youth barbershop show at Stevens Point?
Yeah.
And it was like sold out. So that's cool that that's coming back.
I think it's very cool.
Yeah,
I do. I like it.
And
I,
actually, there's a contest in Wisconsin. It's a statewide contest, and you have to be like in the upper echelon. I think you have to win a certain other contest in order to qualify for the barbershop contest. But if you win this barbershop contest, you get a Schmidt Brothers trophy.
Right.
Wow.
It is handed up.
It's like the Lombardi. I mean, it's like the Lombardi trophy going to the top. That's pretty.
It is, and it's competitive.
That's cool.
It's competitive. It handed up by my mother. So
nice.
Yes. So anyway, that's a great thing. But the reason you're in town, and I know you live in Florida, you're in town, and I'm going to be seeing you. The University of Wisconsin Green Bay sponsors a program called LIR, Learning in Retirement, and it's been going on for many years. John has spoken at it. I have.
I've been like 5 or 6 years in a row. I did it, and it's really a cool thing where like a lot of retirees come to take these classes. I did it on with veterans. I'd have like 5 or 6 different veterans speak over the 2 hours.
Right.
And it's a cool thing.
And I did it on politics. And tomorrow, Paula and I and my mom, I don't know who's all on the panel, but it's a two-hour class, right? Remember that?
Yep.
And we're going to talk about the barbershop, history of barbershop, and dedication of the stage. Right, Paula, that's coming up?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Okay, but that's not something that's open to the public. Is that right? Don't you pre-register for these classes?
Yeah, you do have to pre-register, and I'm just amazed at the breadth of, they've got like 200 classes that you can sign up for every semester. It's amazing.
Wow.
What a wonderful program.
It is. I mean, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, 55, and people who are listening that want to, you know, you don't want to stop learning, right? And there's so much information out there, and everything from food to politics, veterans, and here we are talking about, you know, kind of entertainment, but little history as well. And you just call the university, and the University of Wisconsin Green Bay system obviously goes from, you know, northeast Wisconsin, but, you know, down to Manitowoc, Sheboygan, they've got quite a reach, and they offer a lot of classes, and 55 years and older, and you go to these great classes and hear firsthand from a lot of people. So, yeah, I'm glad you're doing that. So,
when's it going to be out?
When's her book out?
Yeah.
Oh, no, her book's out.
Oh, it is out. Oh,
the
I
book
read
is
it.
Out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. It's and I
got to get a copy.
I know. You know what, Paula? I got to tell you, I've read it, but it was a while, and I couldn't find it last night. I'm looking through it. I got a ton of books. I found Walker's book, you know, and Intimidated. I'm looking through these, you know, you can keep old books in certain area.
I agree.
I don't have a bookshelf. So I couldn't find it. I want to give a copy of that to John because I know I bought quite a few of them, but I gave a lot of them away. But yeah, where can people get the book that's a history of the Schmidt Brothers? And then you have something else coming out too we'll talk about, but let's get this one down first. Where can people get a book on Schmidt Brothers Barbershop Quartet?
Well, it's available locally at the Washington House Museum in Two Rivers, where we're having our talk, because they have a display on the quartet and everything there. And it's also available on Amazon, so anybody anywhere can get it.
Nice.
It's a great book, too. And like she said, there's 70 photos in there, but it really, that whole Alaska thing was really detailed, because the guy who they were with kind of he took his diary, right, and put that into the book?
Right. He kept a log, and that was one of those awesome primary resources I had.
Yeah.
He had such a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
So it was a fun read, as well as documenting exactly what they did and all the hardships. I mean, there was a cute little story where they were going to go sing to a group of military guys at in like the Air Force section. And so they thought that they'd go in the hangar and just warm up. And people started popping out of all different, it was like a movie, you know, they started popping out and like, who are these guys? Oh my gosh, what's going on? And before they knew it, they had a couple hundred people sitting there listening to them sing just out of the blue. Yeah. You know, it was one of those kind of special moments.
It is. And of course, I'm partial to barbershop music, but you don't need any instruments. You don't need anything, a pitch pipe, maybe. And, yeah, and you can, that harmony is booming.
So do you have that talent? Do you have that gene?
I know, Paula, you've heard me sing. What do you think?
It runs in the family.
Okay.
But I can't sing like my dad. I mean, my God, those guys are unbelievable. I mean, you won't see barbershop like that again. But, and because you get four brothers and there's that whole blood harmony, they call it. And then, plus they were musically inclined, right? They played other instruments, and those guys were just good musicians. But they never really made a lot of money. I mean, they did have some albums, and they did, you know, I don't know how many shows they did, and thousands of shows. But
3,000.
3,000 shows. That's incredible.
In 35 years together, they traveled 2 million miles and performed in 3,000 shows.
Unbelievable.
And you know what's really... And I've heard barbershoppers tell me this all the time. They had just this immense talent. But what was really special about them is that, unlike a lot of celebrities, especially the ones that win early or come, you know, become stars very quickly, they didn't burn out. They did it because they loved it and because their family supported them. They weren't doing it because it was their livelihood.
Yeah, that's true.
They ran businesses, and they had 35 kids among the four of them.
Wow.
So they were
And those are the ones we know about.
Businessmen. Well, okay, and that's just, the other thing. They were family men all the way on the road.
It
was Uncle Joe used to say the women on the barbershop circuit were if they went after the Schmidt brothers, they were the dumbest ones on the road because the Schmidt brothers had too much to lose and no interest whatsoever.
Yeah.
They were there to sing.
They were
good
boys.
And they were really good guys.
Yeah, they were.
And you don't see that with celebrities. A lot of them get wrapped up in it and they burn out and their lives fall apart.
Yeah.
These guys knew what was important and they stuck with it. And then they shared their talent generously because they loved it.
Right. Hey, you have a new book coming out, right? Or didn't I just see something?
Yes. So we have an audiobook coming out. And Damian Schmidt, who's the youngest son of Joe Schmidt, and he sounds just like his dad, is narrating it. And we, it's hard to write a book about singing without hearing people sing. So the audiobook, we have the opportunity to include the music, so there's like a dozen songs, and we have live recordings of, there's two of them. One of them is Uncle Joe, who was the spokesperson for the quartet, telling the story of what it was like to be waiting backstage to find out if they won. And it's really a hoot the way he describes it. And
right.
Just so much energy in it. And it was live in front of an audience. The second one is of your dad in Nashville at the 50th anniversary.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Where they surprised everybody there. He was just supposed to receive this award for 50 years of singing, and the curtain opens, and there are 99 Schmidts back there.
Wow, I was on there.
Sing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they've done a lot
Jim was there. Jim was there.
Yeah, that was great. All right, well, Paula.
And it's really cool because you can hear them. They sing a song, and then his dad asks everybody to sing along.
Right.
Paula, we got to go. Magical.
Yeah, Paula, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. We'll be in Two Rivers, learning in retirement. Thanks for what you're doing. Get the book on Amazon, Schmidt Brothers, and you're a great person, great cousin. God bless. You'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Paula.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Mino
Goodbye.
And the Mayor. We come back, talk about some local chances to get into the movies. Oh yeah, Mino and the Mayor. Back after this.
Bandana, check. Boots, check. Gloves, check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT. My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
WFHR and WIRI are going to the fair. Come join us at the Civic Media booth during the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, August 22nd through the 26th. Come meet on-air personalities Melissa, Seth, and James. Have your story recorded at the Truth Booth. Be one of the first 10 people to our table and say you heard this ad on the radio and get a pair of WIRI and WFHR t-shirts. The fun's all happening at the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, August 22nd through the 26th. We'll see you fair.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Knowing how I made you feel, and I should have been gone. After all your words of steel.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, also WISS in Oshkosh. And we got some fun things coming up, don't we, little Jim, over down the road here?
This whole week, next week, and you know, I was looking at the calendar, and we've got some guests down the road that, you know, I will say this, and that probably has a little bit more to do with you than me, but everybody we've asked to be on has said yes.
Everybody.
And somebody's going to say no, but we haven't had that. And I'm excited about our guest. I mean, Paula was great, right? I mean, she's here just to awesome. Talk about her.
Great voice. Her just sounds nice. Why don't you sound nice, Wayne? You don't sound nice.
But yeah,
you can't be nice in my business. You can't be nice.
Can't be nice, no.
Okay, well, she's great. And I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. But, you know.
Would you go let Heather in? Do that for, thanks, Wayne.
Well, even our next guest at the 7 o'clock
this
hour,
is exciting.
You kind of.
Yeah, this is very exciting because this could be, I'm not giving up on, I wanted to be an actor. Yeah, when I was in college, I wanted to be an actor. I was, listen to me, Jim, listen to me.
I know.
I was actor of the year at Mesabi State Junior College.
I don't believe that.
I've got the trophy I can show you.
You were the actor of the year.
I was actor of the year.
What were you in?
I was in Huck Finn.
Okay.
I played Jim, the runaway slave. I'm not kidding. That would be like really illegal now. Really illegal.
That would not. Right. They wouldn't even let you.
No. And I played George in Of Mice and Men.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And that was in college?
That was at Mesabi and then at Arizona State. I was in Steam Bath. I played Gottlieb, the Puerto Rican waiter.
I can see that. Yep. I bet you were pretty.
Yep.
Okay.
And then I was in other stuff like Rhymers of Eldritch. You never heard of it. But I was, and I you know who one of the people was? The daughter of Dean Stockwell. Dean Stockwell was in my class, his daughter, and came to some of her things. He was Ziggy in Quantum Leap.
His daughter?
Yes.
Was in your class?
Yes, and he came to one of the plays I was in.
But he didn't discover you, John, your story.
That was it.
Okay, that's right. That's a good story.
But I loved that show. Remember that show, Quantum Leap?
Were these like X-rated stuff or PG?
What, Wayne?
Well, the names of the characters that you're calling.
No, what's wrong with you, Wayne? What's wrong with him?
Well,
Jim?
I'm sitting amongst two chicks, Mag. Yeah, you know, good one's point. One's a worm catcher.
Good point.
One's a baritone.
Should I show Wayne? I'm going to show Wayne. This will be a before and after picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to show the picture of us with Leroy Butler the other night that we didn't even post because we both looked so disgusting.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And then I went to a birthday party.
Look at this picture.
Nice side profile.
I know. Like
right?
Yeah. And then, that's awful.
I think
and
we should.
Johnny,
this is one of those things. We should like post this.
Johnny, earlier that day I went to a birthday party, and my wife took some pictures there. Actually, the people, it was... her son was turning six, our dog trainer. So we all brought our dogs to the party to surprise the kid.
Okay.
And it was a very cool party.
Okay.
And the kid was very, but anyway, the lady took some pictures and,
yeah.
So that, and then 5 hours later, this Leroy Butler picture. It's like, it's time.
It's time.
But I'm going to wind down because I don't like to waste food. So I'm getting rid
of a sin.
I know it is. It would be a sin. So I'm having, like, I have a lot of stuff in the freezer.
I've got 10 pounds of bacon I got to eat next week.
Right.
So I can eat bacon being on the keto, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
But I can eat, but
wrapped in lettuce.
I'm on a little bit of this binge thing. We love
very nice.
People walk by our studio, and you're all going to come here on September 1st because Mad Dog and Merrill are going to be cooking in front of our studio. But we're right here on Washington Street with these kind of like a WGN thing. It's a lot of
Like Good Morning America,
right? It's ceiling to floor glass, and people come by, and we just started laughing because some lady was hugging herself. Like I think she meant that she was hugging us.
Right? I think so.
Like, I hope so.
Well, she's pointing at Wayne. I can visualize him throwing a hay bale into the loft, shirtless, glistening.
It happens
in
it
that
happens.
Crivet sun.
Yeah. So who's coming up?
We got Heather Marie coming up. In fact,
tell us a little bit about.
Yes, she's a local model, a business person, actress, and she's been involved with some great things. Wayne, would you run?
Am I getting kicked out of my chair? Yes.
I didn't want to put it that way, Wayne.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming.
Wayne, I don't want to put it that way, but stick around. We want to talk to you more. Would you go get her, please?
Okay.
We want to say hello to her before we send to a quick break.
Right.
Yes.
And she is performing.
Yes, already been shot. And then the premiere, I guess, is going to be at the Tarleton.
Right.
Which is, I'm so happy that somebody has taken that over.
I know.
Because that was the first movie I've ever seen. When I moved to Green Bay, the very first movie I ever saw, I remember, was at that theater.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. I still remember that.
Wow.
Going to that. That one and the one that the Meyer Theater is now.
Yes.
Those are the two that I used to go to all the time.
Yeah.
And the, they had the big Cineplex or whatever.
And they've both done a good job of investing.
Wait, Jason has something. Yes, Jason?
I just have a question.
Yes, sir.
So with your new diet.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to eat chimichangas?
I can.
No, of course not.
I can't.
No,
why? Why do you ask?
That's poison. Well, I'm just wondering because I know chimichangas are a favorite. So I'm just wondering.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, I think so.
Are you going to cheat?
That's poison.
No, we're not going to cheat.
Right. Poison.
No, right. We are going to be the same size. You know what? We're going to be the exact same size as Heather when we're done with this diet.
No.
Exact same size.
I'm sorry, we are. No, you won't.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. I'm going to wear a size 6 pants. Oh, look what she brought us.
No.
Oh, Door County Toffee Company. Come on.
Oh, well, I'm okay now.
Yeah, because we got to. Yeah, we got.
We're binge eating coffee right now, Heather. So thank you for that. Put the headset on, and then we want to give you a. Well, oh man, you can come anytime.
Coffee. Oh my God,
John, you really shouldn't talk with your mouth full.
I'm not.
Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Just for starters, thank you very much for the Door County. Is this Door County?
Yeah.
Door County.
It is Door County Toffee Company. Yeah.
Oh my God, is that good? Tastes like a
Mirage.
Better Heath Bar.
Yeah, and it doesn't stick to your teeth like the Heath Bar.
Awesome.
Does. Yeah.
Awesome.
What do you have an affiliation with this company or is it just one of your favorites?
I don't, you know, actually I just learned of that toffee. I took the trolley for the first time recently and it was on a wine, cheese, and chocolate tour.
That's a great trolley thing for bachelorette parties, but just for guests, friends. That's a great event up there in Door County.
Yes.
But anyway, yes.
Yes, and this one was eating. So I'm an eater, so I was all about it. So the first part,
Okay. Yeah, she looks like an eater.
She looks like an eater. So you guys, look.
I'm up to 97 pounds now.
Right. She does not weigh 100 pounds.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm glad you can eat toffee. That gives us all hope.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, because we're disgusting. Let's be honest.
But
yes.
If you come back in a month and we'll have you back, we're going to be so thin. Because John and I are going on some new diet. September 1st.
We took a picture at the game the other night, the Packer game, and we're both like side profiled. And it was so bad, we wouldn't post it on our Facebook.
Oh it was gosh. Like, we're back in the box. We're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So, I mean, So anyway.
Yeah.
Welcome. Your career is taking off.
Yes. Man, it's been a whirlwind. You know, thank God COVID's over. Right?
Yeah.
Can we say that? Can we say it's
we can.
Over?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
The
absolutely.
Quarantine anyway.
Yeah.
Because that was a scary time in the industry that I'm in where everything's in person and acting. So it was very crazy. But I've owned my agency for 11 years now. And do you remember I did 5 years of the Top Model contest and I had you as the judge on our first.
I bet I picked you.
Well, that was Wayne.
All right, it's 6:58.
Was that creepy
okay.
or what?
We got to go to a break.
I thought the thing about him, the guy throwing the emails was weird.
I was a barber.
We got to send it a quick break. Heather, you're going to have the whole next half
gonna
hour.
Go take a shower.
Back after this. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even
get me out on the floor. Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePage.